Hey, welcome to It's Just Life with mother-daughter combo Karen and Gia. In this podcast, we'll chat about the ups and downs of life here on planet Earth. Come along for the ride.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 27 of the It's Just Life podcast. I'm Karen, the mom of our mother-daughter duo, and I'm glad you're joining us today for another conversation about life and its ups and downs. And Gia and I, as always, are happy to share with you our own journeys here as we're trying to figure stuff out about life and how to get through it, how to enjoy it, and how to bring more love to the world. So thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Gia, and I'm the daughter of this duo we have here. And my mom and I were laughing that, you know, we talk on the phone all the time anyway, but we record these podcasts, and then it turns out that we're really able to process a lot of what we're going through in life. And we're hoping to share these gems of wisdom with you guys, but nonetheless, it really helps us to talk through all of our experiences in life and come to these nice conclusions and come back to a place of love and peace. So thanks for, you know, being here, this platform for us to share our journey with, and we really truly hope that it helps you on your journey as well.
Just so you know, when in our episodes one of us seems to have a breakthrough, that's really genuine. That's actually happening real time while we're recording the podcast. We're having like insights and aha moments that we hadn't even anticipated through our conversation. And we hope that's happening for you too as you listen in.
Right. And we're not planning what we're going to say. We just sort of have an idea of a topic and then we roll with it. And sometimes on the spot, we're amazed at some of the insights that we have and epiphanies that we have. So thanks so much for joining us today. 27 is a good number, my age. So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the beginning of our podcast lately, we've been talking about something positive that we hear that's going on in the world, just to continue spreading the message that there are good things happening in the world, you know. The media points out the negative, and we're going to point out the positive. So I heard about this awesome program in a school in Baltimore. I think it might have been an elementary school, where they teach their students meditation and breath work. And instead of, when a child's acting out, instead of putting them in detention or sending them to the principal's office, they have the child go into the mindful moment room. And it's a room that's decorated with beautiful colors and lighting and pillows, and it's soft and comfy in there. And the child who was in trouble, who was causing trouble, is sent to the mindful moment room to meditate and breathe and talk about what happened, talk about the problem, instead of just, you know, kicking them out of school. And I thought that was such a brilliant thing. And apparently the results have been really good. Like, they have not suspended anybody at that school since the program has begun. And kids are coming home to their parents and talking about how they can help their parents even. They're like, Mom, you need to sit down and breathe. Let me teach you.
I loved it. Yeah, I'm just thinking they're teaching these kids at a young age how to reflect on their own behavior and connect it with their feelings, and then also learning what they can do to help regulate their feelings so that they don't have to act out in a negative way. And I mean, think of how many adults we need that could use those skills right now.
I know, and like, I just love it that kids are going to be raised with those tools and those skills so that they don't have to go through a lot of trauma without them, you know, and then only in adulthood learn how to meditate. So I love that that program's happening, and I hope that the word is spread and you know, more schools pick that up all around the world. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, and I'd love to see it everywhere. I'd like to see this in police academies, in medical schools. You know, I'd like to see us at all levels of education and all types of education teach people these skills of just self-regulation and self-reflection and growth, because that's what we need more of in our society.
Totally. I mean, yeah, I think it's like the number one thing is to get to know yourself and learn how to help yourself and heal yourself so that we can handle all these interesting obstacles and challenges that come along our way.
Yeah, and that's in a way what our podcast is about, because our podcast is about the fact that life itself presents us with obstacles that we're meant to figure out and learn how to rise above. And so the more tools and skills we have in life to help us with the difficulties and the challenges that come along, the better off we'll be and the faster we'll grow. And so that's a lot of what we talk about here on our podcast, is how Gia and I, each on our own journeys here, are figuring out how we will face up to our challenges and what new things we need to learn and apply in our lives. And so our topic today goes right along with these lines, which is we want to talk about trust and how to regain trust both in life and the universe and in other people after you've been betrayed by someone or something that's happened in your life. And so I think that's a really relevant topic. After we've gone through a really difficult experience, how do we rise up again and still manage to have trust in life and in the world as we move forward?
Yeah, I think it's so hard for us to learn to trust again when we've been deeply hurt by other people. You know, for example, a best friend betraying you, or a partner cheating on you, or, you know, something like that. It's really hard to come back from that and then learn to trust that same person or a new person even. And we tend to categorize people as being trustworthy in our minds or not. And sometimes, you know, you try to stay away from people who aren't trustworthy because their behavior or their personality seems to be a little unreliable, and you think, I can't trust that person. But something that really occurred to me recently that was powerful was that ultimately, you know, we talked about vulnerability a couple of podcasts ago, and this is a similar angle in my perspective on this, is that really the only person you could ever trust to take care of yourself is you. And so it honestly doesn't matter how anyone else behaves or whether or not they are trustworthy in your mind, because no matter how trustworthy or reliable or safe they may be in your mind, they are still a human. And so they still could disappoint you easily without even knowing it. They could easily let you down just by trying to take care of themselves, because they don't know what you need, and their purpose here is not to wait on you hand and foot. And so, you know, despite somebody being really trustworthy in your mind, or, you know, you think, oh, I loved this person so much, we were so close, what happened? They may be, you know, trustworthy to a point, but still disappoint you. And so ultimately, we have to let go. We have to let go of that attachment and expectation of others to fulfill our needs and to make us happy and make us feel safe, because the only person we can ever truly trust is ourselves. And once we really trust ourselves and also God and the higher power, you know, that oversees our entire life journey, then we need nothing else from anyone else to make us feel safe, because it's like, I trust me and my higher power to take good care of me. So even if I get cheated on, even if I get betrayed, even if I get dumped, I still got me, you know, and I still have my higher power and the divine love that's with me every day. And so I think it kind of eases away that pressure of, like, is somebody trustworthy or not?
Yeah, and I think one of the ways that we can get tripped up after we have been betrayed by someone, and as you mentioned, I mean, that's a normal part of life. Every one of us will at some point be betrayed by another person, whether they even know they've done that to us or not. And each one of us will also betray other people, whether we know we've done it or not. Each one of we will play both sides of that experience during our lifetime. I think where we can get hung up is if we begin to develop a fear of betrayal happening again. And as we've talked about before, fear can make us contract our world and become small inside and make us build walls around ourselves and inhibit us from being vulnerable in situations in the future. We might start to get a tough exterior around us just for self-protection, because we're so afraid of being hurt again. And that's when we stop growing and we stop hearing our guidance and we stop getting creative inspirations in life because we're pulling everything in and shutting down the sources of that creativity that would normally come to us.
That's a really good point. When we're so afraid of what could happen next, like even if you may have come to terms with someone hurting you in the past and you think, okay, I'm over it, you know, I healed that and I've forgiven that person, we still have to be open to it happening again, unfortunately. And no matter how much you've healed the past, it doesn't necessarily guarantee a different future. So I like that you pointed out that our fear can cause us to inhibit the path moving forward and kind of shrink down and close ourselves off to life's many colorful experiences. But a deeper and deeper sense of trust in yourself will help you get through that fear, knowing that, you know, you can almost expect people to disappoint you and hurt you in the future. And when you do it with a bit of equanimity and compassion, I think it helps allay that fear that someone's going to betray me. It's like, you know what? I get it, though. I understand humans are doing their best, and I'm doing my best, and I can't guarantee that I won't hurt someone. And so when looked at it with some compassion and really truly feeling like you are the greatest support you have in your life, I think that fear dissipates a bit.
Yeah, and I think that's, I think you're describing being able to take the galaxy view that we've talked about before, which is being able to step back and take the biggest view possible of the situation that you're in. And from the galaxy perspective, there are no guarantees of anything. Life just is what it is, and all kinds of things will come to you during this life, all meant to help you learn the lessons that you came here to learn. And betrayal is one of the biggest lessons that we humans have to learn. So from the galaxy perspective, we should know from the outset that betrayal is just going to happen to us. It will happen in our lives. And we should prepare ourselves a little bit and know, like, how am I going to view that when it does happen, so that we don't get caught up in thinking, oh my gosh, this is the biggest tragedy and this has never happened to anyone else. I'm the only person who's ever experienced anything terrible like this. Why did it happen to me? It isn't fair. That is the trap of victimhood that can spiral us right down into despair. And we really don't need to be there if from the outset we've accepted, you know what? A lot of things are going to happen like this, a lot of things that I wasn't expecting to happen, and things that I can't control. And I'm going to learn how to ride the waves and how to coast along and get through these things when they do happen.
So true. It's so important to, like, you know, step back and try to get out of your own head, out of your own ego, and just look at the whole picture of things. And I just realized that, like, our topic today really does actually correlate with our positive story from the beginning of the podcast, because, recently I encountered someone who has had kind of a troubled past and has been through a lot. And I found, you know, some fear within me saying, oh, that's kind of scary. I don't think I want to be involved with this person. Because of their past, you know. But then it occurred to me, like, well, why can't they be who they are? You know, like, why can't I soften toward their experience? It's not mine. I don't have to take on their pain or their past. As long as I know me and trust me and hear my guidance, then anyone can be who they are. And it kind of helps you soften a little bit toward your perpetrators. And that, again, brings me back to the meditation thing in schools. It's like, I think the old philosophy, the old paradigm was that kids who are troubled are bad kids, and you need to reject them and push them away and alienate them so that they don't disturb others. But when we learn to just have compassion for them and see them as someone who has been hurt, someone who is hurting and doesn't know how to respond in healthier ways, perhaps these kids who are causing trouble are like that. I think when we when we see them more as somebody who needs love and who just needs a moment in the mindfulness room, you know, it doesn't turn them into such an enemy anymore. And it's not about punishing them. It's about welcoming them into our hearts and saying, you must be hurting. Like, how can I help you? And I think that helps make it kind of shift your perspective so that the world isn't made up of a bunch of enemies and scary people. The world is made up of people who are hurting and need more love. And you don't have to fear them so much as long as you know you are protecting your own heart and your own self and you're in charge of your reality. Then you can soften toward those who have hurt you or people who may hurt you and give them your compassion and see them as people with good hearts who may have been led astray.
That's such a good point. I love that mindset to have as we look at other people who have come along in our lives. And you mentioned before, when your only source of trust is the divine that is within you, then no one else outside of you can ever let you down. But I was thinking, a number of times in my past, I've talked to people who have been very bitter when negative experiences, or experiences, let's say, that they judge to be negative in their lives have occurred, and they've been bitter toward God. And these are people who view themselves as people of faith, who put their faith and trust in God. And yet when something happens in life, like a loved one dies, or there's a breakup of a relationship, or the loss of a job or something, they can become very bitter because they feel, I trusted God and God let me down. And they actually feel betrayed by God. But in my mind, that's a misunderstanding of what this lifetime is all about and what our divinity is all about. That they're sort of believing a fairy tale that there's a God who's a perpetual Santa Claus who will always give them blessings and always make good things happen in their lives. And that's what they're trusting in. They're trusting that fantasy outside themselves, that there is some source that, if they believe enough, that source will always give them something good and happy and positive. And they're not recognizing that, yes, there's a source. We are the source. We are the divine. And that divine brings us exactly what we need, but it may not be what we were expecting or what we wanted. And it may be pain at times, and it may be suffering that we're asked to experience in our lifetime.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's really the truth. You know, the deepest lack of trust that we could ever have is in God, and feeling like all of this was a mistake and I have never been loved by God, or I've never been protected because all these bad things have happened to me. That is probably the source of all of this mistrust of others and of ourselves. And as you were talking about that, I was thinking of how I have been inspired to call upon my angels, my guides, and God to work through me every day, so that no matter what happens in my life, I can then trust that I have been guided, and that even when things go wrong or things, you know, don't go my way, I can trust that that was what was meant to be, because I have called upon higher assistance and higher guidance to work through me. And when you really put your faith in the higher power, I think that's where the trust comes from, is that you've given your faith. You have connected with your higher guidance, your higher source, you know, and then you can just let go and relax into the way things happen. But before you have that connection to a higher power, and before you can call on any guidance to help you, it's really scary. And even if you believe in God, you might think, God couldn't exist if all these bad things could happen to me. But in truth, it's actually God in the form of your higher self. It's actually you who, on a very high, deep level, planned out all of these things to help you evolve in your life. So it's not even so much this being and this power outside of you that's controlling the way your life happens and the way things flow for you. It's actually a deep, very real and immortal part of you that has constructed this life journey just for you. to learn from. And so, again, that kind of comes back to I can trust me because I'm actually the God self that created this journey so that I could evolve. So it's beyond you and it is you all in one. And I think when you're able to really accept that, despite all of the awful things that may have happened in your life, if you can see how much it's helped you evolve and if you can see how much it's helped you grow and learn to love again, or maybe that's what you need to gain from your experiences, then, you know, you can soften again toward your experiences and trust that you are being guided not just by God, but by you, by the God that you actually are.
And I wanted to mention kind of the process of how we go about restoring trust when it's been broken, because I think it's really important to talk about some of the tools that we might use in that process. And you've mentioned some already, Gia, but I just wanted to talk it through how in some ways we grow up with kind of that false sense of trust, partly through childhood because our parents control a lot of the situations around us. And some of us have pretty happy childhoods and relatively smooth early years in our lives where there may not be very many things that go wrong or very many things that we have to face on our own. And so I think it's normal that we develop this sense that there's something outside of us, like our parents or like maybe a God that's outside of us, that controls the situation for us and makes sure nothing bad happens, makes sure everything goes correctly. And then when life starts to really rise up in front of us, and things do go wrong according to our definition of what's right and wrong in life, I think that's the first time that we get confronted with the truth that our locus of trust, which was outside of ourselves, isn't real. It all falls apart. And we suddenly realize we cannot trust what we thought was trustworthy before. And I think that creates a crisis for most of us in the very beginning, the first time we go through that kind of experience and we aren't sure what to do or how to handle that. If we've had a belief all along in a false external being that was taking care of us. So Gia, I was hoping we could just talk about, like, what could someone do who's in that initial state of disillusionment, like, oh my gosh, what I thought was true isn't true, and now I can't trust anything anymore. Do you have any thoughts about if someone's in that state right now, step by step, what that person might do to help them get back to a genuine trust within themselves?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I would say, well, it really depends on, you know, if you do believe in a higher power, and if you do, then call upon it, you know, pray and meditate. Prayer is you speaking to the universe and meditation is you listening. If you don't believe in a higher power, then I would ask you to maybe look back at your life and really contemplate some of the beautiful synchronistic things that have happened to you and the things that have allowed you to have faith, whether it was just you taking care of yourself, you know, or you seeing the good in others. Look back and really see how, like, see if you can connect the dots to experiences you've had that have helped you feel safe and have helped you feel like you are nurtured and cared for, even if you don't know where that care and that nurturing was coming from, or even if it was just you took care of yourself, just you knew how to feel safe and to feel trusted, and focus on the positive things that have helped you, even, you know, in a time of crisis, like maybe some stranger came through for you when you really needed it, and just focus on that, focus on how that made you feel and how you could possibly help others and yourself, you know, to feel more trustworthy. And if you do believe in a higher power, then develop your connection, you know, develop your relationship with the higher power so that every day you notice little things that help you feel like, okay, I'm being guided and everything's going as planned. Do you have any other thoughts on that, Mom?
Yeah, I love those ideas. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I was going to say, along those same lines, I was thinking about the very title of our podcast, It's Just Life. And I think that's almost a good mantra to remember. Even when good things happen, when things that you think are bad happen, the ups and downs, to always remind yourself, oh, well, it's just life. This is what life is. Life is full of all these ups and downs. You don't have to take it personally. It's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. That life is headed in a different direction than you expected. It's just life. That's how life is for everyone. So the first thing is that mindset of remembering, like, this is how life is. It's not my fault. I don't need to take it personally. I'm just going to sit back and observe it and witness it and try to understand how I can go with the flow of life. And then to echo what you were talking about looking back at your life and connecting the dots, one of the things I always recommend to people is to draw a life journey map for your life so far. And on this map, include the surprises that you've had in life and the disappointments that you've had in life, so that you kind of draw your journey and where something took you off in a really positive direction that you weren't expecting, and where something maybe pulled you to the opposite direction, to a difficult time that you weren't expecting. But when you start to draw out those experiences in your life, you almost can start to see a pattern to it, or see threads through all of it, and how all of these experiences in your life are connected in a way, and there's a pattern, and life is teaching you certain things through all of these unexpected events that happen. And then that's when It's Just Life becomes a kind of a positive, fun statement to make, because you never know what will happen next, and you're riding this roller coaster waiting to see what will come along to you in the next moment.
Yes, our motto. It really is a powerful, powerful mantra to use. I love what you were saying about tracing back, you know, the different twists and turns of the journey, and how you could see things as sometimes things play out in a really miraculous way. And even when things are miraculously difficult, that's still an important part of the journey. And I was thinking that perhaps, you know, when things happen in your life that cause you to feel fearful or mistrusting or distrusting, whatever the word is, of someone else, perhaps that could just serve as a reminder to you to go within and deeply love the part of you that is afraid to trust others and is afraid that you are not safe. And just take it as a cue to go within and be completely loved by yourself, and know that you have the power to take care of yourself. And for example, in the situation of, let's say, you've been cheated on by a partner, whether you're with that same partner still or a new partner, in order to not fear that it will happen again to you, I think you need to first be realistic that it could happen, and that if it does happen, that's okay, because it's a cue for you to come within and love yourself deeper, and to remember that you have the power of choice. And so part of trusting yourself to take care of yourself is knowing that if someone does hurt me or doesn't treat me right, I have the boundaries and the power and the ability to say no, and to stop it, and to move away, and to change my situation and change my choices. And so when you truly are empowered and know that you have these excellent and healthy boundaries for yourself, and you're good at taking care of yourself around others, then what they do is very much, it's so much more minimal. You don't have to fear what they do, because you know that if they do disappoint you or they do end up hurting you, all you have to do is go within and love yourself and turn around and perhaps surround yourself with other people, or get yourself out of the situation. So realizing that you're not a victim to whatever happens to you, you are empowered to make choices, helps you just deal with all of the difficult things that come up for you. And again, serve as a reminder to go within and love the one who is afraid to trust to trust others.
And that's ultimately, that is ultimately the very best step to take after anything happens to you that's upsetting or disappointing or unexpected, is first go within, bring love into yourself, and know that it's normal for fear to rise up after something unexpected happens. But the way to counteract fear is to bring more love within yourself and to feel more loved by you, more loved by the universe and by God. And so if in the moment after something happens that has sort of knocked you off course a little bit, if you can stop for a moment and acknowledge, wow, I'm feeling upset and disappointed, and I also feel a little bit afraid. So I'm just going to focus here for a while on loving myself right now, because that's what I need. I think that could be one of the most helpful things you could do in the moment to keep you from spiraling down in fear, and acknowledge that fear is there and that's normal, but that you're going to balance it out by bringing in more love.
Yeah, exactly. And just remembering that everything does happen for a reason, and there is a blessing involved in this difficult lesson you're living. And so if you can just get yourself through the moment with love and then perhaps reflect on it later, like what is this mirror that I'm seeing in others showing me about myself? Because everything that we see around us is a reflection of what we're feeling, what we need to look at, what we need to process, perhaps from our shadow or our childhood or our past. And so if you can take the time to step back and just say, how am I playing a part in what happens to me? And how could I reflect on this experience in order to learn more about me and perhaps heal something that's within me? And how could this be a gift to me? I think those are empowering tools we can use when difficult things come our way.
That's such a good point, because each experience of betrayal that we have right now in our lives might actually be in some ways pointing out to us or reminding us of some old resentment or anger that we have harbored from the past, from a similar experience in the past. And as you said, it's a gift. It's giving us an opportunity to actually bring up those old emotions from the past that we buried a long time ago and heal them. And the more we heal the resentment from the past and the anger from the past, the more we free up our energy in the present moment. So we have even more energy available for creativity and love and miracles and joy in our life.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I just want to remind everyone that as much as we focus on positivity and love and everything, you are never, ever wrong for feeling hurt. You're never, ever wrong for feeling anything. So if that's something that's in your mind, like this judgment of yourself, if you have a hard day or if you feel disappointed or if you feel hurt by someone, you don't need to judge yourself for that emotional reaction. You just need to embrace yourself for that emotional reaction and say, oh, yes, this is absolutely valid that I feel this way. I completely honor my feelings about this. And the bigger part of me, the higher, wiser part of me, wraps up the scared part of me, you know, in my arms to say that it's okay to have those feelings. You don't need to run away from feeling hurt or betrayed or anything like that. Feelings are beautiful and valid. And as soon as you accept them and warm up to them, they start to dissolve into that awareness of the blessing that is coming your way in the difficult experience.
That's such a good point, Gia, because I think that is a tendency of those of us who are growing in consciousness. When we get to a certain level of higher consciousness and we become aware of our highest selves and our best selves and our best behavior and our best responses to things, and we see what that is, we see all the potential that's there, we tend to get judgmental or disappointed of ourselves when we react, as you said, with fear or anger or being upset. We tend to judge ourselves like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling that. I should be better than that. I've learned this already. I shouldn't be there. But that's not the case at all. It's, as you said, we need to accept everything that we feel and recognize this is just pointing out something to me. Maybe this is just pointing out to me where I need to love myself more right now and something that needs to heal, and get over judging ourselves, because it really is all just part of this journey of growing and evolving over time.
Yeah, and you could even look at it as like, every time a difficult emotion comes up, it means I'm doing a really good job of evolving and moving forward on my path, because I am coming up with these emotional responses so readily that I'm able to heal them and nurture them and keep growing. So, you know, instead of viewing it as a setback, like, oh no, I'm having a hard time again, I'm feeling depressed again, I'm feeling, you know, sad again. Instead of seeing those as roadblocks, see that as you're evolving so quickly. You know, you are drawing experiences into your reality repeatedly to help you heal. And that's a really honorable thing. That's a really empowered thing that your soul is choosing to do, to take on so much in order to keep growing and evolving. So, you know, find that warrior spirit within you that's like, yes, I can do this. Like, all of these challenges are coming so quickly because I'm an amazing, strong, empowered spirit warrior, and I'm here to tackle all this. And I'm doing a great job. You know, really be your own cheerleader as you follow the journey and things come up.
I love that idea of, you know, being the spirit warrior, and remember from our last podcast, the change pioneer. I like that idea of seeing yourself as, you know what, I'm forging brand new territory in my own life. Everything I do as I move forward, I'm experiencing new things, and I'm a new person in every moment, going through new challenges. I'm a change pioneer. I'm willing to take on all of these risks and these ups and downs and these changes of life in order to grow. And that's what a warrior does, and that's what a change pioneer does.
I love it. We need to coin these terms, you know. Trademark It's Just Life podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Let's start the Change Pioneer group. We're the Change Pioneer community here.
Totally. Well, this has been a great conversation. I hope you guys feel inspired to really trust the heart that's within you and trust the journey that you're on, and know that you are guided every step of the way. And we're here to just remind you of that. So I hope you feel all the love and trust in your heart that you could possibly imagine today.
Yeah, and as we've told you multiple times before, Gia and I don't come on this podcast thinking that we have knowledge that other people, you know, that we're so smart and we're so wise and we should share our wisdom with the world. We come on here sharing, wow, we're learning a lot about life every day in every moment. And let's just talk about that. Let's just talk about what life has brought to us and what we're figuring out as we go. So we're happy that you're on that journey with us. We'd love to hear stories from you about what you're learning and what you're going through. So please feel free to leave comments for us on our show notes page at itsjustlifepodcast.com, because we'd love to hear your stories and have you become part of our Change Pioneer community.
Yeah, feel free to also get on our websites and find out more about the work that we're doing. The music I'm putting out, the meditations that I do. I have a meditation channel on YouTube that you might enjoy. Definitely check out my mom's writing. She's got awesome blogs and books out there for sale. So connect with us if you want to hear about more about what we're doing. And also feel free to shoot us an email or write us a comment if you have any questions at any time.
Yeah, and you can find Gia at divinelygia.com, and I'm at karenwyattmd.com. So look us up, get connected with us, and be sure to tune in every Friday for a new episode of It's Just Life.
We love you guys.
Yep. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to It's Just Life podcast. Be sure to tune in to our weekly episodes, share them with your friends, and leave us a comment. Until next time, remember, it's just life.